As we get closer to a reopening of New Jersey schools and return to the classrooms, we hope, few odds and ends, and other annoyances parents have to pay attention to. Since face mask mandates are in place in schools, what's the best mask for kids? Expert advice? Whatever they'll wear. Well, they also say, too, you have to be, they use the word pragmatic about this. Dr. Lawrence Kleinman, who's a professor of pediatrics at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, said a mask that's worn is more helpful than a mask that's not worn, and a mask that fits and is worn may be more useful than a mask that doesn't fit, even if the type of mask is less effective. Neither the CDC or the State Department of Health has given any guidance, any specifics, as to what type of mask should be worn in schools, nor do most school staff want to serve as, I guess you call them mask police, so, Mom, Dad, you got this one. Most important thing to remember is that the masks should fit snugly on the face without gaps. Surgical masks are the next best option, made of three layers of paper. They have little pleats in them to expand, but it's not a tight fit. Kids might find it more comfortable, though. But the embedded wire at the top should be, it can be shaped to fit the nose so you get that snug fit. Now they're actually mandating, the medical experts are mandating that a mask should be worn during gym. Yeah. But Murphy's mandate allowed exceptions when, reading here, the individual is engaged in high intensity aerobic activity and when a student is participating in high intensity physical activities during a physical education class in a well-ventilated location and able to maintain a physical distance of 6 feet from all other individuals. Lunchtime is going to be challenging, too, for schools because you can't eat or drink with a mask on. North Carolina school might have come up with a plan for other schools to follow. Students ate outdoors whenever it was possible, sat 6 feet apart, completed all the meal preparation, like opening milk cartons, before removing their masks. They had a limited time with the mask off to eat, 15 minutes. And, well, good luck with this one. No talking was allowed while eating with the masks off. Mentioned before that we hope there's a return to the classrooms. Not all have high hopes. Latest guidance, New Jersey, their word, encourages educators to prepare for remote learning options. This is a memo from the State Department of Education issued just over a week ago. Calls on K-12 educators to consider providing remote instruction to students who might have to quarantine during the school year. As I mentioned frequently in the last few weeks, Governor Murphy has required full-time in-person instruction for all K-12 schools, no remote option for families who want to keep their children home, which isn't the same. That's different versus being quarantined with COVID-19. Many districts began planning for remote learning options as a contingency plan, even before that memo came out. Peg Kinsel, who is policy director at the Statewide Parent Advocacy Network, otherwise known as SPAN, that's a federally funded nonprofit supports parents of school-going children, said she took exception with language in the memo because it doesn't mandate providing virtual learning for quarantining students. SPAN was one of the three organizations that the State Department of Education CC'd on that memo. Spokesperson for the Department of Education came back with a statement saying that the department, no choice of words here, expects districts to continue to provide education for students excluded from in-person school due to COVID.